Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Well, now to other matters. The health and safety of both patients and doctors in Irish hospitals is routinely being put at risk because young doctors are forced to work unsafe and illegal working hours. That's according to a survey of non-consultant hospital doctors, or NCHDs, conducted by the Irish Medical Organisation. The findings will be presented at the IMO's annual general meeting later this week. We're joined now by Dr. Rachel McNamara, chair of the NCHD committee of the IMO. Rachel, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Can you tell us, just in brief, what the working life is like for an NCHD in terms of the hours that your survey findings have thrown up?
So the survey is sending us a very clear and a very bleak message, and that is that this workforce is very much on its knees, both physically and psychologically. And it should be sending a very clear warning signal to both the HSE and the government that doctors, and these are non-consultant hospital doctors, so every other doctor besides consultants and GPs that are working in our hospitals, they're working at an unsustainable level, and it is just not safe for them, it's not safe for patients, and it's not safe for the staff.
And do the doctors who are affected by this, have they raised their concerns within the hospital about their fitness to work beyond a certain number of hours?
Well, I suppose from the items that come through to us in the IMO and from the doctors I've spoken to, they have raised these issues, and these aren't new issues. I suppose they've been going on for years and years and years, but unfortunately, the doctors that are currently working in the system are so burned out after COVID, they're so burned out after just record-breaking overcrowding, waiting lists, just dreadful, dreadful conditions. And I suppose the issue is that we're seeing just extraordinary levels of burnout, of dissatisfaction with their work-life balance. For example, in the survey, we have over 80% of doctors report working above what is the legal limit of working hours per week. So that's 48 hours per week on average, according to the Organisation of Working Time Act. So that's over 80% of our workforce is reporting working those hours.
And do you think at this stage it's a kind of a cultural issue in hospitals that people are reluctant or even afraid to say no when they're asked to stay on and spend extra time working beyond what is considered a safe working time?
Well, there is a cultural piece, but I suppose when you have 77% of NCHDs reporting being pressurised into working additional shifts above what is legal and safe, I mean, that can't be allowed, because I suppose, like, I would have examples of doctors who have to pull into supermarkets on the way home from a 24-hour shift because they don't feel safe to drive. And yet they're the same doctors who are expected to be delivering care to patients or performing surgeries after having worked for that many hours in a row. So, I mean, there is a legacy of doctors working extraordinary numbers of hours, but it cannot continue in a health service that is expected to deliver high quality care to each and every patient.
Right. That's a real life example you're citing. Is it somebody who pulled into a supermarket car park in order to get a rest after working a 24-hour shift?
100%, and not a rare example. So, you know, it's quite commonplace that doctors have to drive, home. They may have had to commute a huge distance because they've had to move hospitals as part of their training. And I know doctors who've been in car accidents. It's just not safe. It's not safe for them. It's not safe for the patients under their care. And those doctors, unfortunately, they're not putting up with it, and nor should they. Many are voting with their feet. They're leaving the profession. They're leaving the country. And
which presumably makes things worse on people who are left behind.
Well, this is it. I mean, we have gaps in doctors' rotas across the country, and in many cases we're not able to fill those gaps because we're in the setting of a recruitment embargo as well. which applies to non-consultant hospital doctors.
Well, was there not an effort in late 2022, early 2023 to address this? It was some kind of an agreement between the IMO and the HSE and the Department of Health about NCHDs on terms and conditions about rostering, overtime, relocation, working hours. Where has that gone, or is it not being implemented? What's the issue there?
Well, parts of that agreement, so the December 2022 agreement was supposed to be an end to illegal shift patterns. It was supposed to guarantee rest periods between multiple days working in a row. But unfortunately, the results of this survey, which is one of the largest surveys that we've undertaken across a cross-section of NCHDs, indicates that 83% of NCHDs are still working above the legal and safe limit. So it's unfortunately, even though parts of that agreement have come into effect, the main point of the agreement was around working hours, and we have not seen the level of implementation that we would have hoped.
And have you ever, heard from a doctor who could point to an issue in their performance with an adverse outcome for a patient where exhaustion or burnout was very actively a feature?
Well, I suppose I'm not in a position to comment on any individual cases or any individual hospitals, but I mean, the stories and the headlines are very much symptomatic of a system that is working at an unsustainable level. And when you have doctors working very tired, that are working in impossible conditions, then you have to expect that things are going to go wrong. And unfortunately, in those situations, it can often be the patient that pays the price of this. So we really want to see change. We really need to see change, or we're not going to be in a position to provide safe and effective care.
Okay, Dr. Rachel McNamara, Chair of the Non-Consultant Hospital Doctor Committee of the Irish Medical Organisation. Thanks very much for joining us this evening.